You must be pleased with the last couple of performances.
Yeah, but obviously very, really disappointed with not getting the 3 points in the midweek game, but we knew we had to bounce back today, so we've got the 3 points. On a personal level, it's always nice to get some game time, and yeah, I'm pleased.
And a cracking goal.
Yeah, I needed it. My first couple of shots were pretty awful. I think I nearly hit my wife at one point. Wife and kids were ducking and everything. I did see Leroy making the overlap, and I thought about playing him it, but I was quite positive. I felt like I could catch it. I've scored goals in the past, so I thought, why not? And luckily today it's gone in.
How do you see things shaping up between now and the end of the season then?
I don't look too far ahead. To be honest with you, spoke to a couple of the lads, quite a few of the lads, and I said, personally, I think we should take each game as it comes, give ourselves a challenge to go and beat them from now to the end of the season. And if we do that, we'll see where we end up.
Is it frustrating to be somebody in your situation? You don't play every single week. Is there a frustration about that?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I'm a really positive person, and all throughout my life and career, I've always been a hard worker and a big believer in if you work hard, you'll get repaid. And I can't think of a day where I've not worked hard, and the last couple of games the manager's repaid me, and I've had the opportunity to play 2 games and I've done okay in both. So, but yeah, it's frustrating not to play, but you just got to keep going. It's an unbelievable squad. Everybody's very talented, and I knew when coming here that I wasn't going to play 60 games a season, but I knew I had the opportunity to come and better myself and possibly win trophies, and that's what I've come to do.
You say that you're striving, obviously, to improve, but I think you can be forgiven the 2 wayward shots in the first half. If you get hit the net with a 3rd on every time, I think the boss will be happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, I was almost... I've not played a lot this season, and I was almost rushing and snatching at it, trying to hit it too hard. As the game went on, you probably seen my first pass of the game, didn't you, where I put them through on goal. So once I steadied myself, I managed to get into the game a bit more and felt a lot more comfortable.
As well, with the goal, the consolation, if you like, for Hull, I suppose that's a disappointment as a team that you conceded when the game was done. And your keeper will get criticism, but would you say that that's a team failure for that goal?
Yeah, it's definitely a team failure. I mean, I got quite frustrated the last 15 minutes. I felt like we switched off, felt like we got sloppy. And when we lose the ball up there, we have to defend, we have to run back 60 yards. So I was a bit frustrated towards the end of the game. The goal, I mean, it's gone through bodies and he's not seen it. It's 100% not Claudio's fault. It's a team error and something that we need to look at and probably need to try to stay a bit more focused towards the end of the games.